Before we close out, I wanted to ask you about a paper that was published last year that you were an author on, titled Prognosis of Pregnancy-Associated Breast Cancer. And you also have a case of a patient diagnosed with breast cancer during her pregnancy, which I'd like to hear about.
Yeah, so we run a program for pregnancy and breast cancer at Dana-Farber. So we have a prospective cohort of patients treated with breast cancer and pregnancy. I would point out that the term that many of us use, pregnancy-associated breast cancer, PABC, technically includes patients diagnosed with breast cancer while pregnant, as well as patients in the postpartum period, often defined as up to 6 months afterwards. But really, those are two different diseases. And patients diagnosed with breast cancer while they're pregnant, that cancer probably originated before the pregnancy and tends to have a fairly similar tumor biology to non-pregnant patients. Whereas tumors that develop in the postpartum period, when there's involution of the breast tissue, that's a very different environment and biologically different cancers. Nice work has been done by Ginny Borges at University of Colorado looking at the biology of this. So when we look at breast cancer in pregnancy, which has been one of my topics of interest, what I'm really interested in is how can we take care of these patients who present with breast cancer in pregnancy and as much as possible take advantage of all the contemporary developments in breast cancer treatment to optimize how well they're going to do from a breast cancer point of view while simultaneously protecting the health of the developing baby. So the work that we've done in our group has looked at many of these questions, specifically looking at the use of surgery, the use of breast reconstruction, sentinel lymph node biopsy, and we'll have a poster coming out at San Antonio looking at the use of taxanes and growth factors.